What is up, party people? What is up? Hey, is January over?
Let me check.
Is it the 39th? Nope, it's February. Happy February, everybody. 2025 is well underway. In the world of real estate, we are wrapping up the first quarter. How about that, folks? We are wrapping up the first quarter. As we roll into February, we're rolling into March when it comes to closing contracts and putting deals together. And I tell you what, there's some signs of life out there. We got some records being broken when it comes to homes on land. We got activity. We got people seeing some multiple offers. Not everybody. Don't get overly excited. We'll walk you through it. We'll give you the full rundown of what's happening in the DFW market today with all sorts of insights from our Richardson office as well as the Fort Worth office here at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team. We have got a jam-packed studio today. We've got the full price Courtney. She usually yells right now. There it is. We've got the Yanni Donnie, the English wonder, in all his glory, here and happy.
Present.
We also have two of the greatest all-time marketing specialists in the history of marketing specialists. Most people call these folks listing agents. We don't, because they don't just put your house on a list. They market the heck out of it, sell it for record-breaking prices. We've got the Johnny K, John Kanica.
Hello.
The soothing tones of John Kanica. We also have the man, the myth, the mustache himself. Jerome Payne, Jeremy Payne. Wow. How many miles have you driven this week, Jeremy Payne?
Man, I lost count like 4 days ago.
Helping sellers in zip codes far and wide.
I've been to 9 counties, I can tell you that.
And the reason is so many of our friends and listeners are excited to get their homes on the market this year. Try to get some of that equity in their pocket, maybe roll it into the next property. Neighborhood homes, homes on land. We got all kinds of stuff going on. But we're going to have these two gentlemen. I paused for a second after I said gentlemen. I thought about adding a descriptor to that. But we're just going to let it sit for now. We're going to say these two gentlemen, these marketing specialists for the whole Fort Worth, Dallas, Metroplex. Every once in a while, I switch it up. We're going to tell some stories. We're going to talk a little bit about how people are breaking some records, making money, but also how it's not so simple. It's not automatic. The market we're in is a little crazy, a little murky, a little confusing for a lot of folks. So we're going to dive into it. And then later in the show, we're going to talk about why some are saying that the Dallas market is going to plummet. That's right. They chose the word plummet. So we'll dig into that.
Sounds disastrous.
It sounds like really all caps negative type situation.
Yeah.
Before we do that, though.
This first segment is always brought to you by Patrick Glaros and his team with ABC Bank. And
that's
you
right.
You can go to patrickglaros.com and you can find out all the things he can do. You can actually start an application right there on his website. I'm excited that Patrick's going to be on with us in the upcoming weeks to talk that's about right. some really exciting things that he's going to be able to help our audience with over the course of the rest of this year and beyond.
We could pause and accentuate the fact that most people would say, really? Banking and mortgage is exciting. And I would tell you, after 2 years of rates that basically tripled, when somebody can get you a better rate, a better deal, lower fees, quicker response, that is exciting. It is, in fact, exciting. You can check him out at patrickglaros.com. He's the only mortgage lender I have used for personal mortgages in over 20 years. As good as it gets, check him out. Patrickglaros.com, GLAROS. And what's his NMLS number?
NMLS number 3088. 04.
That is correct. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, so here's what we got going on. Let's start with you, John. You grab that microphone. You talk right into it.
Are we talking about some records that have been broken?
I like records to be broken.
Well, Todd, I'm glad you wanted to bring this subject up.
Careful with the mute button.
Here we go. Ready? A London man, Ben Mellum, visited 42 museums in 24 hours, breaking the most in a day.
So, that was exciting.
The museums. Visited 42 museums in his last name was Mellon.
It's a great clip. Melons? Did you what? Huh?
More you ask, I've got more. Z Ting.
Oh, sorry. Technical difficulties here in the studio, folks.
This is a good one. A Chinese fitness influencer completed 44 pull-ups in a minute, breaking the record of the most pull-ups by one woman in a minute.
I'm just so glad we got that out here on DFW Real Estate Weekly, where we talk about all your real estate needs. Here in DFW. By the way, folks, if you have a question about your specific real estate wants, needs, desires, buying, selling, investing, or just enjoying the home that you've already got, give us a call. 214-310-0008. anytime, 214-310-0008. Or if you just wanted to text, if you were thinking, you know, I don't know that I want to talk to a real estate agent right now, you just text 214-310-0008. Or if, you know, you want to get some real estate information at 1 o'clock in the morning,
DutchReminderTeam.com.
You just check out the website. Now, John, talk to me about, you know, it's for the last couple of years, charts and graphs and mumblings and rumblings of people saying, look, this, the market's not that great. It's a little flat. There's some areas that have lost some value. There are some areas that have continued to gain in value. You know, someone who's selling a home, what does that look like in 2025, right? So far this year, what's cooking with your clients? Do we have great outcomes, good outcomes, okay outcomes, bad outcomes? What are we talking about here?
Well, I had two closings in January. Both were over the average price.
Yep.
The average time.
Love it.
And was really satisfied clients that we were able to get done. And it is, you know, one was 8%, 10% over the average price. And
like
the other one was, I believe, 6% over the average price.
Okay, just stop for 1 second. Let's soak it in. Well played, sir. Well,
and that's significantly more than what it was last year, too.
Massive.
Like, massive jump in what we've seen.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
So, by the way, when we say over the average price, as quickly as you can, what does that actually mean?
So we collect the data and look around and see what things are selling for and what's going on. And then we say, okay, here's where we believe we can sell it for and get the price for. And it would be over the average price in this area.
Yeah. So you're saying over what those other, the other research you've done on similar homes, same area, same timeline, same season, as close as we can get. The only real difference being the agent or the team that's marketing and negotiating and managing that process.
Yeah.
That
we're not correct. Taking properties that are miles and miles and miles away in different cities just to make it look good. Like, these right. are homes that are extremely close to the house that we're going to be listing.
And we have years and years and years of data, and our team guarantees to sell your home over the average price and in under the average time. Obviously, at certain stretches, our averages are higher or a little bit lower, but they're always over the average price. And typically, our team kind of floats in that like 6 to 12% range, and seeing 10% over the average price in January of 2025 is a monumental win for a seller. Now, folks may be wondering, we typically talk about two main things here: neighborhood homes, places, neighborhoods people want to live in, and homes on land, which is usually living on a few acres. You had one of each. So talk to me a little bit about this land property, and then we want to go to Jeremy and kind of get a read on some things from him as well. So if I've got a few acres, that feels like a different kind of overall market. There's different buyers for that, different sellers for that, different parts of town. So you just recently closed on one of those for some clients. How did that one go?
I went really well. They were moving to Florida and wanted to sell a little bit earlier. And I had told them because I had met with them actually kind of early 23 and said, you know, hey, things are rates and this type of stuff. Yep. It might be a little bit better to, we sell a little bit down the road when things get a little bit better.
Time out. That can't be true. You met with a seller, you're a real estate agent. You met with a seller that wanted to sell their house and you said maybe you should wait a little bit longer.
That's correct.
Yes. Fool!
Has that ever happened before? Courtney, did you hear it? Did you hear that? Because Courtney is the voice of the people on the show. And from time to time, she says, all realtors ever say is it's always the best time to buy and sell right now. But did you hear this? John Kanica.
I was telling them I didn't think it was the best time for it. And if they had time, we should wait a little bit longer. And they said, well, they have time. And so they
waited almost a year and a half, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And then called you back, or you called them?
I called them back and said, okay, hey, look, things are looking a little bit better. I think now is the time we move forward. And they were like, okay, because their situation with work and stuff was able to go to Florida when they wanted to go.
Awesome.
So we got to that point where I reached out to them and said, I think now seems like a really good opportunity in time with how things have been going lately. And they were like, okay, let's, great.
Okay, John, let me jump in there real quick. One thing I want to point out is, right, so beautifully they had flexibility. The big deal here is that they had talked to you early. We always say you cannot start this conversation too early, but sadly most people start too late and they run out of options or they don't have as many options. So you guys had talked a year and a half before that. You got together, they had some flexibility. You presented a strategy to them, and then did they did they follow the 7-step proprietary marketing system, or did they kind of want to do it their own way? How did that part go?
They followed all the steps exactly. And in fact, it was really good that I met with them earlier, because there were some things I recommended they get done. And that took a few months.
Like to the house. Get
to the house. Okay. Yeah. Some things, they improvements and things like this. And
it, and then the outcome was what? Basically time and dollars and happiness. What
is it? We were 10% over. They were thrilled to death with that. And when I went back out to look and see all the work they had done and got everything done, and I was like, okay, great. So then we did the staging, the photos, and all the pre-market stuff, and just got everything going. And it was, I would say, a huge home run. And they were thrilled. And
well done, sir.
Thrilled
well
to death was like figuratively speaking.
Yeah, they didn't
right?
die. No, they're still
no.
They're
they were thrilled. Thrilled. Yes, thrilled.
They're living in Florida as well as
alive. A little worried.
Okay, well done, John. Now, John has a reputation in our office of getting prices for properties that mortal men don't believe are possible. So if you're out there somewhere and you've got a house on a few acres, or in a neighborhood that you're proud to live in, and you're thinking, you know what? I would like a number that sounds unrealistic for my house. Don't call us, actually. I'm just kidding. Call us. We break records. That's what we do. But you do have to be realistic. You do have to pay attention to our 7-step proprietary marketing system. You do need to think about what is realistic. What could you do to massively increase your equity? What is the best route for over the average price, under the average time, and limited or no drama? And that's what John and Jeremy do. So we're going to go to Jeremy here in just a minute. A couple things we want to do before that. But I can't wait to hear Jeremy's read on the market, because John and Jeremy have very differing gifts. They follow the exact same systems for our team, but different approaches, different styles. And our clients get paired up with the right fit when they're ready to sell and move in that direction. So I'm always proud that when I tell you that we at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team can guarantee to sell your house over the average price and under the average time, that I am speaking on behalf of the entire team. Certainly John and Jeremy, who are out working directly with our sellers, often in your home or in the office, and with mortgage and title and inspections, appraisals and valuations and repairs, often telling people that they don't need to do certain repairs that they really think they do. It is tremendously wise to just make that call and start that conversation now. If you're even thinking about selling a home in the next year or two, start now. Do not wait to the last minute. It's 214-310-0008. 214-310-0008. You can call or text, or of course, you can always go online to toddtremontiteam.com. If all of that fails, just Google Todd Tremonti, spell it as best you can. You'll find us. We are happy to help. Okay, so Jeremy, the Jerome Payne, as I like to say, J Payne, lots going on this year. A couple of weeks ago, I asked you for a read on the market, and you said, look, it's still not like off to the races, gangbusters, but there's some signs of life. It's been a couple of weeks. What are you seeing out there right now?
Yeah, so about 3 weeks ago, early January, put a property on the market. It was in a little condo community in McKinney. There were 5 or 6 houses actively for sale, all of them sitting.
Which was not the case a couple of years ago, right?
Correct.
The last couple of years, this is different.
100%. So market had slowed down a little bit over the end of the year.
Yep.
And we went in, talked with the seller, set proper expectations, priced it where it was well above what the average homes had sold for. And within the weekend, we went live on a Thursday. By Sunday, we had 2 offers at full asking, which again was well above
beautiful
what everything had sold for. My favorite part is 2 or 3 of the agents actually reached out to me afterwards and be like, "Hey, what was it like? Like, what? How come y'all sold? We're priced lower than y'all. How come yours is selling?" And it was kind of exciting just to see, hey, the marketing system works. It's coming into effect. And so that wasn't 50,000 over asking, but it was getting sold when others weren't.
But how much do you think over the market?
Oh gosh. I mean, we ended up looking at it. It was somewhere in the ballpark of 7 to 8% on a $350,000 house.
Okay, so we're talking $20,000 to $30,000. Yeah. So just to be clear for our listeners, of course, I want you to believe us. Of course, I want, when you're ready to buy and sell a home, I want you to reach out to the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team. We want to earn your trust and then deliver world-class value for you. But I don't assume that you think everything we say here is just simple and easy. So I like to break it down. You said a few things there that are normal to you not normal in the marketplace. Okay, so you meet with a seller in a neighborhood with quite a few homes that are just sitting. What in the world makes you think you can go get them the highest price anyone's seen in a very long time, maybe ever over there, and ask that? How do you tell them confidently that you can do that? Why?
A lot of the time when people have sold a home before, or even they've tried to sell the current home I'm meeting with them about unsuccessfully, mm-hmm. I will ask them, hey, what was the marketing plan like? And people, like, think
Hold
through
on,
it.
I think I've got the marketing plan right.
Oh, there it is. That's Typical. Pretty much it. They kind of look at me and go, what do you mean? You know, we put a sign in the yard. And that right there is an easy way to show people that what we do is different. We don't have some magic potion. We don't have some list of buyers that are looking to get rid of all their cash. We've got a system that works. We've got marketing that makes your property more valuable, more desirable at every step in the process. And then you've got a professional on the other end of it that is negotiating in a way that's going to save you time, money, and stress.
Talking to professionals, let me tell you about DP Lambert with Goosehead Insurance. DP actually came by the office earlier this week, hung mm-hmm. out for a little bit, did some work over here, and it's always great to see DP, talk to him, see what's going on in the mortgage world. Not mortgages, insurance.
There it is.
Got there close.
Listen, you're usually really smooth. Just keep
going. Close enough. Insurance world. So if you're looking to get a home insurance, get your auto insurance, reach out to DP, dp.lambert, L-A-M-B-E-R-T at goosehead.com, dp.lambert@goosehead.com, 214-614-8595, or just go to toddtremontyteam.com, click on the radio tab, and you'll find all of our recommended pros and vendors.
And I'll just add, look, insurance has been brutal the last couple of years. If you haven't shopped your insurance, there's a very good chance you're overpaying or you're underinsured. You need to shop your insurance once a year or so. Reach out to DP. He can be your insurance expert for the next 20 years, even if he helps you change your insurance provider, your carrier, every year or every second or third year. And in the rare scenario where maybe he doesn't have the best option for you, he's an honest guy and he's going to tell you that. dp.lambert@goosehead.com.
Hey, now, we're a local radio show, correct?
That's right. That is correct.
I have a local world record for you, Todd.
Man, Jeremy is just on extended standby.
Ready? Can't wait.
Andrew Arteaga, I think I pronounced that correctly.
I know him.
A competitive Tetris player from Fort Worth, Texas, scored 8,952,432 points on Tetris, breaking the record for most points ever.
Because he's from Fort Worth, way to go. Way to go, buddy. Thanks for making us proud here in DFW. I did buy my wife for Christmas a keychain Tetris game, and I got to be honest, I didn't think she was going to like it as much as she did. It was a big hit. Jeremy?
Hard to follow that one up.
Courtney, wait for it.
Yep.
And now this.
Yeah, thank you. So what I will add to that, a remarkable addition, is this last week, I have been telling sellers, let's say a few weeks ago, I've been telling sellers, hey, I'm starting to see signs of optimism. We're not just the blind optimists that are going to always say everything's getting better. But what I can tell you is in the last 7 days, I've met with 12 different sellers all over the Metroplex.
I hate to interrupt again, but how many sellers do you think the typical real estate agent in Texas meets with a year?
I'm not going to make any assumptions there.
The typical agent in the state of Texas sells about 2 sellers a home a year and 2 to 4 buyers a year. Now, last year, 72% of agents in the entire country did 0 transactions.
I saw that.
Let me come back to it. You said you met with 12 in the last 7 days.
Yep, that's correct. And I did take a day or two off there for family time over the weekend. So just to clarify. But here's what I'm getting at. People are starting to realize the time is coming, right? Like if we are moving into that stereotypical time of year where people start thinking spring, summer, maybe do something. I think there's a lot of people here that have been sitting for the last couple of years waiting. And I think people just realize, hey, if we're going to make a move, let's move. Let's figure out the rate later. You know, we can always refinance, but things are looking upwards. Things are moving in the right direction. And I see the movement before the media does. I see it before the world does because I'm the one meeting with these buyers and sellers who are having these conversations. And I can tell you, things are starting to pick up. People are getting ready. There will be more sellers in the market. There will be more buyers in the market. And I think now is an incredible time before everybody puts their home on the market in May or June. Let's look at March, April, even February and beat some of the competition, have more scarcity, have a little more urgency,
yep,
and ultimately sell faster and still get a ton of money for your home.
You're like a real estate superhero.
Yeah, he can see it way before. See the future.
Can I get a copy of this recording? Because he's never said that about me.
Noted. Okay, really fast. I need to point out some things because these guys, John and Jeremy, this is what they do all day, every day. They're world class. I have, in the history of 20 plus years of our company, 20 years as a team this year, I have trusted less than one handful of people to represent us and me and our 7-step proprietary marketing system. And what I heard you just say, Jeremy, is when you're having that conversation with a family that's not so sure about getting a home sold or not so sure what they could get, or they're discouraged by how many homes are in the neighborhood sitting on the market, and you walk them through your confidence, your track record, and then our 7-step proprietary marketing system, it's like a superpower, to use Ian's term, right? You're going, look, not only do I believe in this, I will guarantee it for you. And then you go do it, and then they're a fan for life, and they tell one or two friends. So we're here trying to tell tens of thousands of friends here on the radio. But if you don't know if you believe it, if you're not sure it would apply to you, you do one simple thing. You get out your cell phone right now, and you can call or text, either one, whatever's easiest for you. And you just, it's 214-310-0008. 214-310-0008. One other thing I want to point out is you're talking about how you have this insight into the market, which it makes perfect sense. You're at the kitchen table with people. They're in our office. You're on Zoom months before they take action. So you're seeing that leading indicator that the market is beginning to think about these things. There's some optimism, there's some confidence, or there's fear, or there's worry, right? Now, this is something that nobody else can offer you but these guys, that at that level, at that volume, and oftentimes they're telling these people no. They're not out just to get your business because they want it. John just told you, he told a family to wait. They waited a year and a half. Jeremy does this all the time. So if you want world-class results, you want honest advocacy, leadership, guidance, and a 7-step proprietary marketing system that's going to help you sell that neighborhood home, that home on land, at or very near an all-time high price, over the average price, over what your neighbors are selling theirs for, in under the average time, or the time that fits you and your family and your needs. You call the office. You can ask for John or Jeremy directly if you'd like, or we'll work through your situation and try to find a good fit. And even if you think you're a year out or 2 years out, make the call. Start to get that game plan in place so you can win big when the time is right. 214-310-0008 or
DutchReminderTeam.com.
I just looked up your psychic name.
Oh, boy.
Ready? Magical Lotus.
Okay, I've muted him because so far today he's batting zero on valuable information.
Feels appropriate.
Did you have a thought?
Yeah, my only thought is I would just say I'm not on the radio a ton here, but I absolutely love it. This week I met with a seller here in Garland, and towards the beginning of the conversation, we're kind of getting a tour of the home, and he goes, "All right, man, I've been listening to you guys on the radio for a decade now. What's it all about? Like, give me the, how are y'all doing this?" And you can see, like, he's listened, he's heard us, he's, you know, thought through the process. And then I get to sit in his living room and say, "Look, let me break it down. Let me show you what it actually is, what this 7-step process is, how we're different." And by the end of it, he's like, "Dude, whatever you think's best, I trust you. Like, let's rock and roll."
I love it. And after the break, we're going to talk about how some people, big name sources, are saying the Dallas market is going to plummet. But before that, I love it because we do have people, and they tell us all the time, they've been listening for 8 years, 9 years, 10 years, 12 years, whatever. And even they are like, "I want to believe it, but this sounds, there's no way you're just breaking records left and right. You're always selling houses for over the average price. You're always selling them for under the average time." The answer is call and check. Let's sit down together. Let's let you see for yourself. If we are not the right fit for you, chances are we're going to tell you that. And certainly you have an opportunity to tell us that as well. Give us a call, 214-310-0008. After the break, is the Dallas market about to plummet? Is Yahoo Finance right? Welcome back, party people. Welcome back. Just talking to Jeremy Payne during the break. And he's going to record a new intro outro jam for us because from time to time he slaps the BS.
Can I play the cowbell? I'll play the cowbell.
I would not trust you with a triangle.
Ooh, that's a rough shot.
Challenge accepted.
Hey, folks, I just wanted to check in. Do you feel like the Dallas-Fort Worth real estate market is plummeting? Because I'll tell you what, the classy and always accurate writers over at Yahoo Finance, this is what they have to say. The Dallas market is going to plummet in 2025. Now, they are referring to the economy, but they do reference the residential market. If somebody would like to pull this article up, we could agree, disagree, or violently refute. And by violently, I just mean audibly with vigor.
Todd, I'm always here for you with accurate information and value, so here you go.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Back to you.
I mean, it's debatable. In Dallas, this article basically says we've already seen home prices going down in Texas, and then specifically in Dallas, it has the median home price of $390,000. The median home price change year over year, so from 2023 to 2024, was minus, get ready, because we're talking plummeting, 2.3%.
What?
Minus 2.3%.
Sorry, I was distracted by the fact that that's nowhere near plummeting.
It gets worse. Okay. In San Antonio, okay, it's minus 2.7.
Are you kidding?
And in Austin, this is where I'm really going to tip the scales, minus 0.45. Careful of the plummeting.
Okay. First of all, that's a dumb article. The data is, in fact, accurate, but let me point out how it's misleading. See what I did there? It's accurate and misleading, John. Careful. Stay with me. First of all, when you say average, you immediately are saying something that applies to literally no one. Okay? So the average is all the real scenarios thrown together, bundled up, and spitting out a blended average, right? So that actually applies to no one. So when you have a market as big as Dallas or Dallas-Fort Worth, and you might have one or two areas that have a decent dip, you might have four, five, six, seven areas that have a nice little bump, and then a bunch of people that are kind of in the middle, which is basically what's happening, that can average to like everyone's got a little dip. Now, it has felt like everyone's had a little dip, but I promise you we can show you many, many, many neighborhoods that have had no equity loss.
I have a question.
Yep.
And it's a question that I can hear is being said in people's minds.
Yep.
As they listen to this, because we just spent the first half of the show talking about how
momentum,
we sell optimism, homes over the average price. Yep. But you just said that the word average applies to nobody. So what's the difference between when we talk about over, yep, the average price, and this is talking about average.
No, I'm glad you asked that, because I wanted to point out something else that Jeremy said. Jeremy said we sold it at our full asking, and the asking price was way above the market average, right? A lot of people use this stat that I think is absolutely garbage. I don't think the people are bad people that use it. It's an industry standard statistic, but it says percentage of list price. So it says we're averaging 97% of list price, meaning when we sell a home, we get 97% of what we ask. That's not our number. That's a common thing that brokerages or agents will say. The reason that's wildly misleading is because you can ask whatever you want. So if I have a habit of asking way too low, I could average 150% of list price. If I have a habit of asking way too high and still getting amazing prices, I might be at 83%. Of list price. We don't even really use that statistic. We say over the average sales price, meaning let's take homes that are only similar to you, only similar size, only similar age, only similar features and pool or no pool, lot size, two story, one story, granite, whatever, all those things. Same time of year, because seasonality matters, where the only significant difference is who marketed, how they marketed, their negotiation, the deal they put together, that kind of thing. That's what we're saying. We're selling your home for more than people who sold homes just like it in the same area at the same time. It's a relevant stat there. But when you say the average price in Dallas, you're covering millions and millions of people, hundreds of thousands of homes, tens of thousands of sales, condos and single family and multifamily and three-story and lot size, and all that stuff is just thrown in together.
As opposite neighborhoods as you could possibly think of. Oh, yeah,
school districts and busy streets and quiet streets and all that stuff. So I'm glad you pointed that out, because at times you have to be very careful with the data, which is kind of why you need an expert. Anybody in here agree?
Yes.
Okay.
So like, right, is anybody in here an expert? And I was ready and waiting to say, yes, sir.
Okay. So when Yahoo Finance says plummets, and then you say frack 2 point something percent in from 2023 to 2024, I just kind of go, that's a silly headline. That's a grab attention, scare people headline.
Like the Yahoo article, I'd say it's accurate, but it's misleading because it's not actually relevant to most people.
Yeah, so that's how we feel about it. That data is accurate. Overall, if you threw in all the numbers, you could say that Dallas specifically had seen a little dip in the last couple of years. 2.something% on average, which means some homes might be up 9%. Some homes could be down 3, 4, 5%, something like that. We are rarely ever seeing a house in DFW, even in the last 3 years, that had a massive drop in market-driven drop. Now, they might have had a massive drop because they trashed the house or a pipe blew up and they didn't fix anything. We've also seen homes that have seen 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% appreciation the last couple of years, maybe just because of the market or because they a little bit of market tailwind and they did some good things with the house. So the fact of is the last couple of years I have been labeling this market the murky middle. Some areas are up, some areas are down a little bit, a lot of areas are flat. The reasons are different from one neighborhood to another, school district to another, age of property, size of property. It's been all over the place, which is why you need an expert. So if you're thinking about selling your home in the next couple of years, you can't start that conversation too early. Sadly, most people wait too late and they limit their options. Give us a call or text the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team right now. 214-310-0008 or online at
TodTremontiTeam.com.
You can call or text 214-310-0008. Feel free to ask for Jeremy or John directly, or just chat with Ian or another one of our team members. We'll figure out your situation, your location, your timetable. Maybe we'll talk again in 2 years. Maybe we'll schedule a time completely free to get 30 to 90 minutes of one of these world-class pros' time and expertise and guidance, and you can get yourself a good game plan going.
This first segment was brought to you by Patrick Gleros and his team with ABC Bank. Reach out to Patrick. Just go to patrickgleros.com. You can start an application directly on that website. If you just have questions, reach out to Patrick. Just give him a call, 972-386-1231.
Gotcha. It's okay. You're going
to
make it.
Yeah, the eyes are tough. No, it's hard to see at times.
I believe in you.
I got there, though. I got there. PatrickGleros.com, or as always, go to TodTremontiTeam.com, click on the radio tab, and you can find all of our recommended pros and vendors there. And let me tell you about RepublicTitle.com.
Okay, I will.
That's where you want to go for all your title questions. We are so excited when we get to work with Republic Title, with Angela, with Christina, all the folks over
Quick
there.
Quick survey. John, when you see Republic Title on the contract as the chosen title company, how do you feel?
Very excited, very confident, and know that the client's going to be well taken care of from the title company.
When you see title company in the boonies
any other title company.
Well, the difference is I'm always chasing the title company. With Republic Title, they're always updating me, keeping me right abreast on everything going on.
Do they make mistakes?
Yes, they do. Yes.
Title companies make mistakes all the time. Republic Title is as good as it gets, smooth, clean, on top of it. As John said, they're initiating. They're driving the communication. They're driving the timeline.
Incredible is what they are.
As good as it gets.
RepublicTitle.com.
RepublicTitle is amazing and fantastic. I've been working with them for 10 years and have had nothing but huge success with them.
Awesome. Love it, love it, love it. Okay, folks, here's the thing. The federal mandate for federal employees to come back in person is not only happening in the federal government.
Like to work?
Like actually to work for your income.
Like to go into an office.
Like you go to a place that you might generally refer to as work.
Weird.
And then when you're there, I know this is nuts, but when you're there, you perform work.
What?
Yep. And then you get paid for doing the job that you were supposed to get paid to do
in the place where you
do it,
like looking up random facts about world records that are broken,
we're working towards alleviating that sort of thing on a federal and local level. So
I'm
here's
glad
the,
you brought that up there, Jeremy, because David
okay, so here's the thing. The federal government is making people come back to work. Many other big corporations and banks are doing the same. And the question is, how does this apply to a what has been a huge trend of people, somewhat due to virtual work, somewhat not, moving out, getting out of the neighborhood, getting out of the townhome, getting out of the condo, getting out of the apartment, out onto an acre or two or three with a great home, great space, and room to play, room for privacy, room to work. Do we think this trend is going to slow, is going to end? What's everybody's hot take? I've got a very strong vibe, feeling, opinion.
Well, we're seeing this in a lot of big companies, right? So Amazon, IBM, Citigroup, Disney, UPS, like that's just to name a few of the big ones that are their goal. They're actively pushing for all employees to return to the office.
Yep. And there's many other companies that most, not all, but most positions are trying to bring in. Are you seeing any less interest in outer lying areas, larger lots? What's your read, John?
No, I don't think I have. I've seen, you know, I've heard several people saying I've got to go back to the office and mentioning that kind of stuff, but I haven't seen really much.
Yeah, what I'm seeing is that those that have already done it have adjusted their lifestyle and they're just going to manage it, right? They're saying, I would rather make that drive sometimes four times a week, not always 5 days a week, but I'd rather make that drive and enjoy the trade-off of this lifestyle than flip everything back to got to live by the office, got to work by the school's got to be by the office, all those things. So we are not, certainly in Dallas-Fort Worth, we are not seeing a reduction in demand or excitement or energy. If anything, and I think some of this is driven by schools, it's driven by lifestyle and health choices, privacy choices, we are seeing at least the same rate of growth in interest and demand for homes on land.
It will be interesting to see over the course of the next year, two years, as more and more people have to go back, that means more and more traffic's going to come, the roads that were easy to drive on are no longer going to be easy to drive on, commute takes twice as long.
Yep.
How long until people get fed up with that, we don't know.
All these trends are worthwhile. The other trends that we see picking back up is the mass influx into Texas. So you could have both of those trends taking place at the same time and still see growth in homes on land. What do you think, Jeremy?
Yeah, I would say a lot of the people that went remote, it was all in the last 3 to 5 years, or two to 5 years, really. And so I think a lot of those guys are still enjoying the home they're in. They are thinking about having to come back. I think the biggest corporations lead that charge, and I think the others will follow later. But my guess is in the next 3 to 5 years, when that kind of 5 to 7 year home ownership average starts coming due, I think we'll see a lot more of that push. But for now, I have more conversations with people about drive time, and that's dictating where they want to move. But we're still seeing plenty of people that aren't restricted by city or locale, you know, move out of town.
Right. So AT&T are Dallas based. They're right here in DFW, and they just mandated a full return to the office 5 days a week starting in January of this year.
Yep.
Amazon have also done the same thing. However, in some cities, such as Dallas, that had to be delayed a little bit, and this is interesting because they didn't have enough office space.
Yep. That's a lot of companies have reduced costs by shrinking lease space, and so that's driving their policies. The other thing, I'll say two other quick things. Big companies actually employ a small fraction of the U.S. population, and we're not seeing this same trend in small and mid-sized companies where those cost savings have been so effective and the work product has been, in many ways, not diminished at all, if anything, increased. So it's going to be an interesting trend to watch. We certainly will. The other thought I had, which the data has fleshed out even over the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, is any constriction we see in that with people coming back to the office is more than made up for in just population growth and influx into our area. So I think that small, mid-sized business where you're not seeing that trend quite as heavily, and people who are not only moving out but moving jobs out, and a more entrepreneurial spirit in our market relative to much of the rest of the country, I think that's going to continue to grow. But we will keep an eye on it. And to Jeremy's point, there might be a little turnover cycle there where we see those properties come available for a while. Even if the demand is there, we may see a season of more availability, which could be a good thing because we have plenty of supply, but it's not an excess of supply of acreage properties here in the DFW area.
It's going to be interesting, too, to kind of see it city by city. So pop quiz hot shots. In Frisco, what's the percentage of people that work from home?
Just wanted to pause and say this is one of Ian's favorite parts of the show where he has a chance to make everybody look like an idiot.
I'm honestly a little disappointed we haven't had more Courtney outbursts in this show. I was kind of, I had heard some.
You've got the mic.
Some interesting. Is that my fault? Did I steal the mic?
She'll scream when she needs to. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Percentage of the workforce in Frisco that works from home is
35%.
Okay, okay.
John?
20%.
Okay.
Ooh, did not read the room there.
Close, Jeremy, 40%.
Okay.
It's a strong read.
But that's going to be interesting. I bring that up because it's like, yeah, Frisco has been growing massively, right? And they've all these companies relocating there, and we've got all of the, you know, we've got the Universal getting built and all this other stuff. How long until all that 40% now has to hit the road again and we begin to see chaos on
Frisco's
roads
an excellent example, and all that will happen. But Frisco is an excellent example of where they need more office space, and they're building it, but there's a capacity issue. So I don't think that's going to change overnight. But the point here is the trends are moving again in remote work. Remote work is not even maybe the primary driver of folks that want to live on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 acres on the edge of town. There are many other things. Schools, people leaving public schools for different educational values reasons. Lifestyle and health, wanting to grow some food, raise some animals, have some privacy. People that are running a business out of the home or a second business and want that on site, want a workshop, want a secondary dwelling or a secondary structure. Also just people that are tired of the congestion like you guys are talking about with traffic. So they're moving out. They're changing jobs. They're moving to a small town for a slower pace of life, a smaller community, or just a little taste of that. DFW is such a large and complex area with a still growing population that I don't think we're going to see a dip. We're going to see some shifts in motivations and shifts in populations and styles. But I think the living on land, living with a big backyard, a home with some space, with some privacy, is a trend that we're going to see grow and grow forever. And you're going to see us grow with it. It's been a passion of ours for well over a decade. I live on some land. Just this week, Jeremy was saying he had been out and seen a property and he would love 8 or 10 acres, you know. So if that's something you are dreaming about, if that's something you've dreamt about and maybe let that dream die, we would love to be a part of helping you rekindle that, get some education around it, find out if it is a good fit for you. And if it's not, that's fine too. But if it is, we can help you achieve that dream. We can help you put that goal into reality, get some clarity on it, get some details, find out what parts of town make sense, where your budget can help you. And obviously we can get you in touch if you're selling with John or Jeremy. If you're buying, we've got incredible folks on the team, Mari, David, Gibson, Grady, and others who would love to walk you through the process of saving a bunch of money, finding an incredible property, timing that right, protecting you, your family, and your finances. We are the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team, and we believe that we have been called to use our God-given gifts and abilities to add value in your life. If that means we should help you buy or sell and earn a commission, of course, that's what we do for a living. If that means you just want or need to have a conversation today about a decision you might make next month, next year, or in the next decade, we would be honored to earn your trust and add value in your life. All you got to do is call or text 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008. You should have that saved in your phone just under broker or Todd or real estate or help or whatever. We're here for you anytime. And if you're not ready for that, you can just go online anytime to
thatremoneyteam.com.
Courtney.
Yes, Ian.
Jeremy requested that we hear a little bit from you. So anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, you want me to add something to today's show?
Yes, please. Something valuable.
I got you. We got an awesome question, I thought, sent into the radio show. And I wanted to present it to the fam. She said, my family's been moving around the country for the last 12 years now. We've never seen a market like what we're seeing in Dallas. Can you speak to why houses have been listed for over 6 months? From the outside looking in, it seems like the homeowners are overvaluing their houses and won't let go of a dream cash out. I could understand that mentality 2 years ago when there were mass exoduses from certain key states and inventory was low. But to me, if a house has been on market for over a month, then you are grossly overpriced. Why are sellers sitting on these houses so long?
What?
I have been looking for a house with a friend, and I am also having and seeing this experience.
First of all, let's just say that's an incredibly well thought through and worded question.
Yeah.
So
bingo.
That was a YouTube comment?
That was a YouTube comment.
Way to go. Most YouTube comments are, in fact, absolute garbage.
Pointless.
That was well done And I really touched. Hope we connect with you in real life. I don't remember her name. I didn't get her name.
I didn't get the copy.
Mrs. YouTube Mrs. commenter. Mrs.
YouTube comment. Now, I wrote a response and we'll share it. But thoughts, gentlemen?
So I would think that the reason that's the situation that she's referring to is that people are overpricing the homes to get is, you know, way above what they actually can get, but anticipating they're going to come in lower. So starting off super high to for the offers
old, the
to come
old
in
tried and true price high end up lower, which is yes. the least strategic thing ever.
But well, John, shouldn't all realtors be able to accurately inform their clients about what the best thing to do is?
Yes, absolutely. Telling them
they should be
the price where it should be.
They don't.
Can I tell you how many times I've sat down with a seller who was on the market? Canceled, expired, didn't sell. They call mm-hmm. us. They say, hey, can you write the ship? And I say, sure. How did you guys land on your previous listing price? You know, like I just ask them some questions. And it is mind-blowing the amount of times they'll just say, well, the agent asked me what we thought, and I told them insert number, and they said, okay, that seems reasonable. Let's list it for that. And the seller's like, yeah, I mean, I just kind of course, that's what we wanted. So we went with it, and we dropped it four different times, and now we're left.
And sadly, that's a typical agent, not leading, guiding, advocating correct. With a marketing plan or a strategy. They just want their sign in the yard and hope they can earn a commission. That doesn't make them a terrible person, but it does, in fact, make them a terrible agent.
Well, I've noticed more and more often. So we, myself, Robert, John, Jeremy, we get together every week and we get ready to put homes live on the market and so we're critical. Evaluating properties. I'm seeing more and more and more massive price drops as I'm seeing homes where they're going. Yeah. We originally listed it at $575,000 and then it sold at like $420,000.
Yep. For the sake of time, let's try to answer her question directly. But these guys have done a great job of pointing out how critical it is to actually do your research and know the market and tell the truth and not just gamble and wish. But my response to her has a lot to do with her timeline. She says over the last 12 years, my response is the last 12 years have been almost exclusively an extreme seller's market in most of the country, especially DFW. Inventory is a really misleading data point in 2025 because it's different all over the place. There are lots of different reasons. Mortgage rates have virtually tripled since early 2022. That's a massive factor in what she's looking at. Yes, some sellers are delusional about their current value because their brain is still in the market of post-COVID run-ups and they have not yet taken the time or they don't want to take the time to realize this is a very different economic climate. And then many markets are what we call the murky middle, where you cannot compare one neighborhood to another like oftentimes you could in the past. You've got to really, 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 really pay attention to the data. But based on inventory levels and buyer demand, we are in a very different market than the last 12 years. A property on the market in Dallas right now for more than 30 days should not be terribly alarming to you. It's actually in different markets, different numbers of days are healthy. So you can't use one measurement for the rest of your life. You have to understand that there's a certain market where 12 days is weird, and there's another market where 123 days is totally fine. We are in a market where 30 to 40 something days is entirely appropriate. And there's nothing absurd about it. It doesn't mean something's wrong with the house or the marketing was terrible. It could mean that, but it does not automatically mean that. So there's more nuance to everyone's situations. But yes, there's a lingering hangover of this post-COVID market where people are starting to come out of hiding now, but they haven't updated their thinking and their knowledge and their understanding of the marketplace. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home in the next year or two, let's set you up with a free strategy session. No charge, no obligation, 30 to 90 minutes of one of our world-class experts' time and dedication, and they will prepare for you to make sure that's valuable. 214-310-0008. Call or text 214-310-0008. And by all means, do not forget,
Google Todd Tremonti and check out over 700 five-star reviews.